Normally, the health record system for the Defense Department, known as the Armed Forces Health Longitudinal Technology Application, or ALTA, has a real-time link to VISTA, the health record system for the VA. The link allows medical information to travel back and forth between the two systems. But Roger Baker, the Chief Information Officer with the Department of Veterans Affairs, says last month something went wrong.
As you know, we have a substantial amount of information sharing between our medical record systems with the DOD. One of the things that we are fairly careful to do is to not share things with the DOD that a veteran or service member would not want shared with them.
The incident in question is part of a monthly report on data breaches mandated by and prepared for Congress on everything from lost and stolen laptops and desktop PCs, errors in prescription handling, and problems with medical records. In this case, the two-way link between the VA and DOD health information systems failed in a big way for one Army veteran who was about to deploy for Afghanistan.
We have a veteran who was scheduled for deployment that, based on information a DOD physician saw from that veteran's treatment at VA, determined that the veteran should not be deployed. You know, we try to be very, very careful with those things. In fact, we're trying to figure out how that could possibly have happened with all the safeguards that we've got in place. You know, the concerning piece here is that it shouldn't happen one time. We have to ensure that it's not happening any more than that. It's a pretty complex area of privacy when you talk about constraining what two federal agencies can share with each other.
For reasons of medical record privacy, the name of the affected member of the Army has not been revealed. The VA data breach report says that the veteran learned that notes about his treatment for traumatic events at the Albuquerque Veterans Center somehow ended up in the hands of an Army doctor at Fort Benning, Georgia, who was supposed to be clearing him for deployment to Afghanistan. On the basis of those notes, which the system should have kept confidential, the Army doctor blocked the Army vet from deploying with his unit.
I look at it from both the privacy aspect of my job, which is we have the policies and procedures in place we believe protect this from happening, but also from the IT aspect, this looks like a DOD physician was able to see something out of a veteran's VISTA record that they should not have been able to see. And so we're looking at it from that aspect as well.
During the Q&A, we asked Baker to expand on the fact that he's looking at this from both the standpoint of the VA's medical record privacy policies and procedures, and also the seeming failure of a data exchange program designed specifically to keep this sort of thing from happening.
I believe the policy is that this information should not have been released outside of the VA. What we're looking at is, as you point out, since this is electronic connection between ALTA and the VA that is intended to share information, how did this particular information that was not supposed to be shared actually make it through, if you will, to the DOD side? We believe the protections are there that would keep this from happening. As you read this report and you note that it was part of a progress note that was in the veteran's treatment record, what I would suspect occurs in here is that since we can't scan, if you will, the language in all the progress notes to ensure that there's nothing in there before it's sent over to DOD, what I'm suspecting is that there was something in a progress note that was shared that, given the policy, it might have been that we shouldn't have entered that information into a progress note, knowing that that's going to get shared. So I think where I think we will probably come out on this is if we don't have a systems issue, and given that it's really the best we can tell it's occurred one time, that would not generally indicate a systems issue. We may have a reminder to our clinicians to make certain that in certain sensitive areas, things are not entered into progress notes that might be viewable outside of the VA.
At this point, Baker says the investigation into the incident involving the Army veteran is continuing. Officials with the VA's Readjustment Counseling Service are slated to travel to Fort Benning to examine the Army medical computer to try and see what the Army physician saw on his screen. In addition, they're also trying to determine whether a violation of federal health privacy rules might have taken place. Baker told reporters he feels that representatives from both the VA and the Pentagon are holding very productive discussions to determine exactly what happened to this Army veteran's health record. Federal News Radio contacted the military health system for their comments on the incident. In an email statement, an MHS official said, "We feel as though it is inappropriate for us to release any statements or make assumptions prior to VA concluding their assessment." Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.